traumatic brain injury, which is the leading cause of disability among service members and veterans. Explain TBI just a little bit, and why is it so common among service members and veterans?
Any injury that they experience to the head, either just a blunt injury or penetrating brain injury, or all kinds of things like even motor accidents, those are kind of mild injuries that are very typical and very frequently seen in soldiers, because they'll be working there every day. And then the other group of soldiers experience severe form of head injuries, say those who are deployed in these war zones like, you know, Iraq, Iran, Afghanistan, and those places where these bomb explodes or, you know, bullet injuries, all kinds of penetrating head injuries. So the survivors will have a problem later on because, you know, unlike a regular injury to hand or abdomen or leg, a brain injury is a permanent injury. Brain has a very limited means of healing. So sometime if a few neurons die in the brain, they just die. We humans don't really have a capability of growing new cells in the brain. We can't grow new neurons in the brain. Typically, the amount that we lose. So as a result, in compared to general civilian population, soldiers have a high level of brain injuries, which we call traumatic brain injury. So,
and Dr. Reddy, what can traumatic brain injuries end up leading to?
If it's a mild one, probably it just ends up in the long run, maybe a head injury or, you know, small changes in their learning and memory problem. But if it's a severe brain injury, then they end up with problems because they lose part of the brain. So depends on where the injury happens. Typically, anywhere from chronic headache to decrease in the psychomotor performance, or, you know, if it's so severe to part of the brain that controls the seizures, then it leads to, we call, post-traumatic epilepsy. So they would lose consciousness every now and then, have seizures. So this doesn't happen right away. It takes a few weeks, months, in majority of the cases, a few years. It's a very slow process.
Okay. And why are these seizures especially dangerous? I know with some seizures that, you know, the general public can get, there's medications available, but why are these different?
Yes, anytime someone goes through brain injury and then gets epilepsy, part of their brain was damaged or didn't heal properly. There's a scar inside the brain, so there aren't enough cells for the medication to respond. And like a general population, you know, they have full brain and then it's just general seizures, so they respond very well to the medications. Whereas a soldier who lost part of the brain and have a severe brain injury or epilepsy, the same medication simply doesn't work because it doesn't have same amount of the tissue that's supposed to be there to respond to the medication. So
okay.
And plus the scar, you know, the healing process brings a scar in the brain, and then that could become irritating, kind of, we call inflammation.
Okay, and you were recently awarded a grant from the U.S. Department of Defense and Department of the Army for studying the mechanisms of TBI and trying to figure out what is causing this and then how to treat it. What does this grant, this amount of money, mean for the advancement of your research?
Yes, correct. So I received a Phase 1 grant. This is called IDEA Development Project, because this problem is more severe in soldiers and veterans. So DOD created this program called Epilepsy Research Program. They want to identify some strategies wherein we can prevent this disease progression. So this is a level one funding. That means these next 3 years, we'll be testing this idea that a specific mechanism in the brain can be targeted so that we can use that to prevent epilepsy development in few of these individuals. So it's called Idea Development Grant, and we are focusing on a new science called epigenetics. So we are thinking maybe, you know, the epigenetic mechanism is the one that can be targeted, which is, that has been tried before. So it's a 3-year grant wherein we can see this proof of concept, whether it works or not. If it works, then the next 3 years we'll be using medications to intervene this bio, the epigenetic mechanism, to see if blocking this mechanism we can reduce the disease progression in these individuals. So it's very early in its stage, but as you know, typically biology takes time to validate. So we had to do some experimentation to confirm if this is something that will work or won't work. So we are at that start point right now.
Okay. Dr. Reddy, is there anything else you'd like to add before I let you go today?
It's a very complex disease. That's why it's given a lot of importance, including there's one association called Citizens United for Research in Epilepsy. It's called CURE. This non-profit organization, they're also helping, partnering with DOD to promote more research in this disease, which affects soldiers and veterans. So they're very competitive, and then we are very fortunate at Texas A&M to receive one of the awards. That way we would contribute our share for research in the DOD and Army.